with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor. Get out the bed. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Don't think we're going to be north of 60 today, but last weekend we were, and hopefully you all got out and enjoyed a little bit of that Indian summer that we had around for 2 or 3 days, but I think it's kind of like a little bit back to reality. It isn't really winter yet, but it's kind of winter, you know, and we're going to get there. I miss it because I'd like to do a little more ice fishing, and I'm just a little leery. You know, full-figured guys like me, I don't want to be the first one out on the ice, you know. So somebody's got to lead, and I'll follow on that gig. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob with a pheasant skewer in his hand.
Oh, man, it's so wonderful. And I'm wearing my Black Lake sweatshirt, by the way.
Right, see that.
We did that gig a couple times, the Shivery up at Black Lake for the Sturgeon Festival.
Right.
Don't know that they're going to have one this year.
Well, I don't know. I had a couple buddies that went to Houghton Lake last weekend and fished in that 55, 60 degree weather, and they got lost on the ice because the fog was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And their phones went dead when they were out there.
Perfect.
And it's because they'd been out all day. Bottom line is,
awesome.
Didn't know which way to go to get back
go
in.
Go one
couldn't see the shore.
Just it's keep only fishing. Houghton Lake. Go one way.
Right, right. Fish. Yeah. One way you're like 9 miles down there. Oh, man, we're a ways from the car now. But
anyway, in studio right now is Brad Ensing from Garrett Appliance.
Hey,
Garrett's
good morning, Appliance. Guys.
And we invited you in because I saw your Facebook post of these beautiful pheasant wraps you made, and I don't know how many I've eaten, but
and Jop's grabbing another
probably
one.
Killing my diet this morning.
No, these are healthy, I swear.
I know.
But you got pheasant. I wasn't going to tell you. I've got actually third less fat cream cheese in there. Don't kill me.
Always looking out for us, man. Always looking out.
Oh my gosh!
You want the cholesterol to check in right?
What a beautiful combination.
I'm a giver. And a big shout out to my buddy Kyle for dropping those pheasants off to my house. It is much appreciated.
Yeah, he said if you didn't take them, he's going
to
do what?
Yeah. They were going to go to the coyote pile. That was just a little unacceptable. So
sacrilege.
I ended up getting 12 pheasants out of the deal. And I can't complain about that. Although my wife learned a valuable lesson, and my daughters too. Not to watch Dad clean the birds. They might be a little traumatized, but hey, they taste delicious.
So while we continue to eat these, break this down for everybody on what you did. Start from the beginning.
You got it. Okay, so the original recipe that I got here, I used to run with duck, and I changed it up, thought I would try it with pheasant. So what I did, I actually popped the pheasant, full pheasants on my Traeger grill, which is a wood pellet grill. Smoked them for about a half an hour, bumped up the heat to about 250, 275, brought the birds up to internal temperature, just under 160 degrees, let them finish off in the kitchen cooking. Let them sit a day. Should I add, I did brine the birds, normal brine.
Yes.
A brown sugar salt brine. I did add a little honey to the brine as well. Let them brine for about 6 hours before we tossed them on the smoker.
Do you do that in a cooler?
I have a big bowl that I do it in, and I just refrigerate it. My wife's got a little refrigerator in the basement that I get to use for wine, cold beers, and wild game when
your
I
wife
it.
Has a refrigerator in the basement. Your for wife you. Probably has everything, yes. Doesn't
it's,
she?
It's right next to the couch that she sometimes lets me sleep on if she's feeling generous. So
or you have to sleep on if she's not feeling generous. Yeah.
She might make a recommendation here.
Let's put it this way. I always take her recommendations.
We don't want to say her name at this point. So
it doesn't matter.
Love you, honey.
The boss is all you need to know, right?
Wow, yeah. He's been pistol whipped a time or two.
Well, hey, you know what?
So anyway, back to the pheasant. Let's get back to the pheasant. Stop.
So we smoked the pheasant, took it out. Of course, it was delicious the day of juicy breast that we cut off the birds there. Next day, I'm trying to think of, hey, what should I do with this bird? It's never quite as good second go round. I had tried the same recipe with a duck not too long ago. Turned out spectacular. All the guys at work absolutely loved it. So what I do, basically, you roll out the bacon. I normally will take a full bacon strip, cut it in half. I would lay out the pheasant or the duck onto the bacon strip. The big thing is the mixture put inside. I normally do a cream cheese mixture. You can use regular, you can use low fat if you really want to cut out those couple extra calories. Diced up jalapenos for 8 ounce bar of cream cheese. Normally use 2 to 3 jalapenos. Mix in about a teaspoon of garlic salt, teaspoon of onion powder, teaspoon of garlic powder, a little red pepper flake to taste. It's really easy to do. Pop them in the oven after that for 25 to 30 minutes. I was using convection cycle at about 375. Just turns out amazing. Everybody loves them.
In case you haven't picked up on this, Brad's quite the foodie.
Yeah. Question for you, Brad. The pheasant breast is probably the meat that you used, right? The rest of it was just there because it was on the on the bird. When you use the pheasant breast, how much of that are you using on each piece?
Oh, I would say, depending on how much bacon you want to use, kind of doles it out. I use about an equal portion of pheasant to cream cheese because you're going to get some drip off. Jop and I were talking about that, drip off of your cream cheese jalapeno mixture as it cooks. I would say probably about, maybe half inch piece by an inch long.
Right.
Maybe stack it up
about
a size
of your little finger.
You got
right.
It.
Yeah.
That'd be about dead on.
Yeah, that's probably a good indicator. Yeah. Not your fingers. You got like
you got Fred Flintstone fingers.
You know the correlation. You get it. Yeah.
Sausage fingers. It's right. Okay. Yeah.
That's why you can't use a cell phone. Anyway, so have you ever tried like pre-frying your bacon slightly before you do this?
I have not, but now that you bring it up,
Works really nice. You were complaining a little bit about the texture of the bacon.
Yep.
And I've found that if I just put those strips on a griddle for just a little bit, just to kind of pre-season them a bit, not getting them crispy,
by no means.
But it gets some of the fat reduced for one thing, and bacon's.
So you finished these off, you got them wrapped up, and you stuck a toothpick through them so they stayed together.
Correct.
You finished these off in an oven, right?
Correct.
You didn't
go
back to the smoker, you went to an oven.
Yep, I put them on a cookie sheet. However, I used one of the smoker wraps out of my Smoke and Tech smoker, sprayed a little Pam spray, threw them on top of that. And we let them go for 25, 30 minutes, between 350, 375.
Perfect. Now, you just mentioned Smoke and Tech Smoker. I want to talk about that.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay.
You got 1 minute.
So we got two smokers. Smoke and Tech's traditional smoker, stainless steel box. Basically, it's an electric smoker. It's kind of the Ron Papil of the smoker world. You set it and forget it.
Right.
Throw your wood in at the beginning, and it'll keep that constant temperature. For some of the more purists out there, we deal with Traeger. They got some new latest and greatest things coming out as well. That's more of a wood pellet type smoker. That's actually what I did the pheasant on here.
Now, I take reference. I don't think the purist is even accurate because actually that Texas smoker is pure wood.
It is pure wood.
So I would say that's as good as anything.
It tastes delicious. The one thing I'd say with a Smoke and Tech smoker is if I'm doing a pork butt, I'm doing a brisket, I'm doing a turkey, I'm doing anything big that's going to take me 9, 10, 16, 20 hours, that's the one I go to. I've gotten rid of my gas grill at home. Everything from burgers to, doing a wild turkey breast. I normally throw on the Traeger, takes a little less time. We can get it up to higher temperatures. Smoke and Tech maxes me out at about 250 degrees.
That's just a smoker.
Yeah, just a smoker.
But I wanted to talk about that just because it's a wonderful little stainless square cube. You can store it easily.
It's amazing.
It's not something that takes up space on the deck. Your wife won't complain about the furniture she can't put in there, which is the problem I have.
Happy wife, happy life,
brother. And you won't sleep in the basement.
Next to my
refrigerator. But he has a fridge down there.
And it might have some cold beer, wine.
Heaven only knows what's in it.
So
the Smoke and Techs, how much do they run?
They started about $400 and kind of worked their way up from there. There's some cheaper versions on the market, but this thing is built like a tank.
In Texas.
In Texas.
Got to be good.
So slow down. Is it Smoking Tex, T-E-X?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
T-E-X.
Okay. So it Garrett's Appliances, and you got two stores. You got one in the southeast side of Grand Rapids and one on the southwest side. But you stock these things, right? People can come in and see them.
I stock everything.
I have sent dozens of people down there to look at that.
And
I think it's a great smoker.
Right. The cool part about it is you can talk to a guy that uses it every day.
Right.
That's the difference.
Just make sure he feeds you.
Right. Then go into the big
fresh
box
bread
store.
Coming later.
All right. Thanks, Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance.
Coming up next, we got another guy that might know a little bit about some smoking. It's Matt Smith from the Pit Stop Barbecue. Going to break down some Super Bowl treats for you. Stick with us. We'll be back. Another one bites the dust.